It's fine.
Yep.
Okay, I will call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Daholski. Kerska, yes. Kotak.
Here.
Attaboy, Dan.
Yep, I'm here.
Lipsky. Raethel.
Here.
Thunstead.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
With minutes reflect, all board members except Daholski and Lipsky are present.
And pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open meeting law compliance.
Copies of this meeting agenda were sent to Coon Valley and Westby Schools, the Chaseburg Post Office, the Coon Valley Post Office, River Bank of Coon Valley, the Westby Times, the Vernon County Broadcaster, the La Crosse Tribune, WVRQ Radio, and WCOW Radio on Friday, October 22nd. And as such, I believe we are in compliance.
Okay, thank you. Public participation? Mary?
I'm the public.
Okay, we'll move on. The 2021-2022 School District Budget and Tax Levy.
In the supporting documents, you'll find the budget. I did make some adjustments, so I didn't get it uploaded until last night. But the Finance Committee met on Friday, and then I did speak with Dan. And kind of went over everything with him. Looking at, you know, the revenue limit from September to now, our enrollment was higher than what I projected, but it only basically decreased the declining enrollment exemption. So we were about the same amount. The value did go up, which impacts the mill rate. And then we had some exemptions for vouchers for private school students that have elected vouchers. That number is not known until the October 15th when they give us the aid certification. They put that on the revenue limit. Otherwise, I don't know that prior to that. It is higher than last year, so I had to make that adjustment. We don't have, there's an exemption on the revenue limit, but there's a corresponding expenditure on the budget to account for that. Aid is higher than what was projected in September. So it, you know, impacts the levy there, but otherwise still showing a balanced budget, using 995,000 of the 1.2 million operating referendum authority. So we're not using the full amount. Debt service, the Fund 38 debt, and then the Fund 39 debt, we have in there levied an additional payment that as we kind of continue forward with our second borrowing for the referendum, most likely going to apply it to that payment. But we'll kind of figure that out as we finalize our numbers and what makes the most sense and gives the district the best benefit. We did talk about, because we had talked about the 1090 mill rate, but with this, we are at a 1085 mill rate, so going down slightly, but still allowing for a levy for the additional payment, which will save the district, you know, many, many dollars, many tens of thousands probably in interest costs, you know, as we have done in the past. Otherwise, there's not a whole lot of changes, just some looking at where things were and projecting and then adjusting some other budgets to account for increases in other places.
Okay, remind me again, we need a motion to adopt the budget.
Yes.
And then we need a second motion for the levy.
For the levy, and then broken down by the
Numbers you gave me.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Let's start with the budget. A motion to adopt the budget as presented.
So moved.
Eric, second?
Second.
Any discussion? Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion, opposed? Motion carries. Then, motion to establish the levy for Fund 10, G general fund at $3,530,499, and for Fund 38, the non-referenda debt at $1,089,920, and the levy for Fund 39, referenda debt at $2,012,476, which is a total of $6,632,895.
So moved.
Craig, second? Dan?
Dan, do you want a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion? Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Dan?
Did you say aye?
Aye, I'm aye.
Okay. Thank you. Opposed? Motion carries. Item two, second reading of Neola policies. We talked about them last meeting essentially. Nothing's modified from that. So motion to adopt those policies.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? You need to add anything? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item three, employee resignations.
So currently our head high school wrestling coach and our high school assistant wrestling coach had been splitting the middle school coaching responsibilities because we were unable to find somebody last year. And as you can see on action item number four, they found somebody, and so they are the administration is recommending your acceptance of their resignations from the middle school position.
Any questions? Motion to approve the resignations.
I'll make that motion.
Second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item four, employee staff middle school wrestling coach.
So you heard the backstory on this, but Mr. Sherry and Mr. Wendinger were excited to have found somebody to take this program and make it their own.
And remind me, the name is?
I'm looking at it up
Kyle
right.
Finelli?
Kyle Finelli.
Kyle, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Motion to employ Mr. Finelli as the middle school wrestling coach.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. We have no discussion items. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Andy's not here.
I know. No.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.